back from winter break. Despite what Tushman said, there was no clean slate when I went back to school in January. In fact, things were totally weird from the second I got to my locker in the morning. I'm next to Amos, who's always been a pretty straight-up kid, and I was like, "Yo, what's up?" And he basically just nodded a half hello and closed his locker door and left. I was like, "Okay, that was bizarre." And then I said, "Hey, what's up?" to Henry, who didn't even bother half smiling, but just looked away. Okay, so something's up. Dissed by two people in less than 5 minutes. Not that anyone's counting. I thought I'd try one more time with Tristan, and boom, same thing. He actually looked nervous, like he was afraid of talking to me. "I've got a form of the plague now," is what I thought. That is Julian's payback. And that's pretty much how it went all morning. Nobody talked to me. Not true. The girls were totally normal with me. And August talked to me, of course. And actually, I have to say, both Maxes said hello, which made me feel kind of bad for never, ever hanging out with them in the 5 years I've been in their class. I hoped lunch would be better, but it wasn't. I sat down at my usual table with Luca and Isaiah. I guess I thought, since they weren't in the super popular group but were kind of middle-of-the-road jock kids, that I'd be safe with them. But they barely nodded when I said hello. Then, when our table was called, they got their lunches and never came back. I saw them find a table way over at the other end of the cafeteria. They weren't at Julian's table, but they were near him, like on the fringe of popularity. So anyway, I'd been ditched. I knew table switching was something that happened in the fifth grade, but I never thought it would happen to me. It felt really awful being at that table by myself. I felt like everyone was watching me. It also made me feel like I had no friends. I decided to skip lunch and go read in the library.